And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Your wedding's coming up at some point, I imagine. Isn't it? I
mean,
as someone who expects an invitation.
Well, you're emceeing, aren't you? Isn't that my present?
Look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Unfortunately,
you're not invited. See?
Okay,
see how
well,
that works.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that works for everyone, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know who Imogen Anthony is?
Oh, is that Kyle Sanderland's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I believe she's in LA now, and she's got a mystery beau who she's kept on the DL.
Oh, yeah?
And she just married him. They went to Little Chapel of Hearts. I don't know where it is.
That's in. Isn't that in Las Vegas?
Probably.
Isn't that one of those
Seems
ones?
Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
He's a double denim kind of guy.
Okay.
With a Cameron Ling belt buckle with the Longhorn Steer kind of arrangement.
He's a cowboy.
But he's got the denim vest with the cut off sleeves and the unbuttoned chest kind of area with big tattoos everywhere. I imagine he's wearing cowboy boots.
He's a cowboy dancer?
But he's got long hair and a big beard as well. So, you know.
He's in a cowboy band and he dances to make money on the side.
Well, I don't know about dancing. He doesn't look
like
a dancer.
No, like, you know, dancing.
He's got lots of tattoos.
Dancing.
No, he's not that kind of guy.
Not kind of, really.
If he showed up and you'd paid for that, you'd be devastated.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's got
head
looks,
or body.
He looks like a lumberjack.
Hey, I think you're questioning things you don't understand. Okay.
So
you're looking quite the lumberjack today.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah. Got your
a flannel on.
Your flannel on and this axe.
Yeah.
For some reason,
it's tomahawk. So. So they've had the wedding, and I just thought you might be able to take some pointers from them. I know.
Well, I have been saving a bunch of stuff.
Like for a mood, for like a, what is it? Not a mood
a
board.
Mood it's board
a, is
yeah,
it a
like
mood
a Pinterest
board?
Kind
it's
of
like
thing.
A spirit, theme? A spirit board,
spirit
or a, what
board.
Is it? It's like
a
dream,
dreamscape
board,
needle board,
goals board.
Yeah.
What is it? Where you've
yeah,
got the,
it's a, I don't know. I've just saved like I just take screenshots of stuff I like or save videos and put them in my phone, knowing I will never ever look at them or be able to find them again.
Sure. Okay. We'll screenshot this because they've had their wedding, right? He's got the double denim on, which I can definitely see Jimmy James rocking with the open haired chest,
and he looked bloody good with it too.
Yep. And you could actually store. You could keep the ring in there.
In his chest hair.
In his chest hair.
Yeah, you're right.
And then you could just ferret around in there. And pull
just
it out
it
and
on.
It'd be on your finger.
Just tie it on in a nice little hair bow.
Yeah. Also, the bridal party could also hide in there. So what she's worn, though, is like a nightie, a lacy negligee-style nightie.
Okay.
With a train kind of, off the back.
They're kind of in at the moment, like that kind of old 90s nightie.
Yeah, it is. A
repurposing,
bit like that. Yeah.
Like dress kind of. Yeah,
some
okay.
White bows and stuff.
All right,
and
that's
just
cute.
Bra and nicks and some stockings that go past the neck. You know those knee high stockings. She's
well, you have to wear bra and nicks. Oh, well, you don't have to, but
she's
it depends.
Got, she's like, gotten out of bed and she's forgotten to get dressed. That's it. That's her wedding dress is just bra
so
and nicks and a dressing gown.
So you can see the bra and nicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the there's a bouquet there, but it's not hiding anything.
Does she look good?
Oh, look, she doesn't look bad, but she doesn't look like she's she doesn't look like she's at a wedding.
Well, I mean, that's what that. See, you're becoming more Macedonian, mate. It's their wedding; they can do whatever they want.
Spot on, mate. Right. So if you do this, right, where is everyone going to pin the money? Where are we going to pin the money?
On Jimmy's hair.
Yeah. Clip it into his chest here. Yeah, touche. Well played. Okay.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I'm not after a medal. I'm just after a pat on the back.
Okay.
A little bit of
so
support.
Many of both of those things.
And
though.
A little bit of love.
Okay.
So Dodsy, my wife, as we've already spoken about a number of times throughout the last week or so, headed overseas and ran the New York Marathon. An incredible accomplishment.
Great job.
Yep.
Good
so
on her.
So proud of it. Trained hard. Did it. Incredible effort. Well done, Dodsy. I also think I achieved something pretty special. In that I looked after the three boys for the entire 11 days that she was away.
Yeah. With your mum.
Well, Mum did stay and would get them off to school in the mornings where I was working here.
Would she put them to bed at night or?
No, that's not wrong.
Good on you. But while we're doing pats on the back, Carlia, my wife, did run for Geelong yesterday, 10Ks, like decided 3 weeks ago, I think I might run 10Ks. Hadn't for ages, so.
Star, well done,
Carlia. Yeah, brilliant. Well done, Carlia. Smashed it. Great job. Just over an hour it took her, so very impressive time as well. But I also took care of both of the girls, got them ready, and then we went to meet her at the finish line. We didn't make it in time, but I made sure they had food, they had clothes on.
Yeah.
They were buckled in their seats.
So you didn't make it in time?
We had backup nappies.
You didn't make it in time? Is that what you said?
Not quite.
We're talking for a couple of hours here you had to do this.
Mate, hours, days, whatever.
It's all the same.
Well, Tom, I'm with you on this, though. You should get rewarded for that, and I feel like I should. So when Dodsy got home, she brought presents.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Presents for the kids. Mm. Little Jetty got a vintage, like, Scottie Pippen sort of jersey.
Oh,
Bulls
sick.
Jersey. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Maxie got a Patriots jersey because he loves the Pats in the NFL. Henry got a Lamar Jackson one, Baltimore Ravens, all that.
Amazing.
Some caps, like, decked out Disneyland stuff, all that. Absolutely. I love the fact that the kids were so pumped. They got all these presents. Fantastic. Do you know what I got? I got a deck of playing cards from Disneyland.
Yay, that's cool.
Full stop. That's not the first present, and here's the next one. That is, and by the way, she went to Disneyland on the last day of her holiday.
Yeah.
So the word afterthought comes to mind.
Yeah.
No, she could have got you something from the airport gift shop.
Yeah, well, it's similar. I'm going to say it's on par with that.
I mean, that does suck. As someone who's been given playing cards before as a gift. Awful gift,
It's not an awful gift. It's great.
We've got 17 decks of cards in the house, somewhere in a box, that probably lack a card or two in each one.
It's a collector's edition.
I for my 11 days of like just stepping up to the plate and running the show back home, I wanted a little bit more than a deck of cards.
What were you expecting?
If it's
just a simple basketball or NFL jersey would have done me.
If it's any console, I mean, I can just imagine him squeezing into the boys' jerseys and stuff, walking around the house at this time. If it's any consolation, Carlia didn't bring me anything from the waterfront either when she finished the run for Geelong.
Come on, girls, it's about us.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Lingy, you don't do this, but Log and I have been here for a while and we're part of a network of radio stations, sort of, and we...
It's a small network.
We do voice commercials for other markets.
Oh, no.
Ah, okay.
No!
And we love
no!
the funny ones because they'll be for like...
No! I knew this would happen!
They... What they do is they're written by people in places like Muswellbrook and Nowra, and you know these are guys that are just starting in their careers and they're just having a go, and so sometimes the script writing is not up to sort of maybe like a Melbourne or even a Geelong standard, and sometimes they're just really funny, right? And sometimes there's a promising young talent that comes out with some funny stuff, and you read it and you go, man, that's a good read. That person's got a big future ahead of them. Quite often those land in Loggy's lap, and there's been some great ones over the time. Some of the classics that I've brought to the table, Pete McPhee, our man on the pots and pans commercial side of the building, sent me through this one.
Who loves meat? Yes. It was for a butcher.
Yeah, and now that was the meat that the boys with the meat that pleases, the butchers.
And it's still going.
I don't know where that is. I was trying to find that full ad because that was quite a funny read, that
so
one that you did.
People were like, oh, I heard that ad you did in Mildura. I'm like, oh, God.
Now, the same person that said who loves meat also said this.
Ah, what happened to the hot water?
Okay. Oh, beautiful
acting. I can't do acting.
Because sometimes you have to read the whole ad, and sometimes they're like, okay, we just need you to do this female voice or this male voice for this bit.
I can't do what we call conversational. Yeah. Okay, I can't be like a normal person.
I thought that
I
was
can
some
do
real
hard sell.
That was nice character acting.
No,
there.
I can do hard sell. I can do right now 15% off at Cameron Ling's store for Cameron's, like, you know, but I can't do conversational.
You can do David Attenborough. Remember that time? Yeah, they gave you a David Attenborough script and you practiced and you practiced and you ran it past me and then you went in and recorded it and they sent it off and it came straight back. No, sorry, this was meant to be voiced by a male. And we thought it was weird that they wanted a female David Attenborough, but we went also, with it anyway.
And also we accidentally left Dave Attenborough on this script. It was just a normal read. So I did all of that for nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Decorative pots.
Okay. So also, this is one of your classics that is still actually being played, I don't know where, maybe Berry or something?
Now, looking good is feeling good. That's what I always say. When I need a pick-me-up, talk about hair and beauty really makes my day. I especially love the cherry faces of Ron, Susan, Nicole, and don't forget Macy. Good
Shut
conversations,
up!
A lovely cuppa, and the salon is just so spacey. Talk about hair and beauty in the heart of the shopping strip, K-Flat. And guess what? They don't just talk about hair and beauty, but it's all part of the chat. Did you know you can book
Stop
online
it.
Too?
Okay,
you just go to talkaboutHairAndBeauty.com.au.
So good. Why?
It's all part of the chat.
Why is it British?
That's what they want. They asked
me. Heard a David Attenborough read and went, let me go with this one too.
I did it and I thought, this is going nowhere. Quote, they loved it.
They loved it, and it's been running for like 3 years.
Embarrassing.
So,
oh, I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
It's happened again. Bless Pete. He sent me through your latest effort. Okay.
Okay, the script asked for it. I think I know what it is.
This is for an adult store, and the front two rows may get wet. Here we go.
That's pleasure calling. Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if you're open to it.
Stop it!
Yes!
No! It's content!
Sorry, can we hear that again?
That's pleasure calling. Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if you're open to it.
Doesn't?
No!
Really?
No context! Amazing! We're keeping that audio forever.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.